Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John, I need your websites. I know you got two or three of them.
JohnFDeeney.com is the easiest. And,
John F.
If you want
initial F. Deeney.
Yes. D-I-N-I.
Yep.
And then if you want to access a bunch of free tools, no strings attached, that'll help you kind of look at your plan for getting out of the company and what things you might do, go to yourexitmap.com.
Folks, please do yourself a favor and buy John's new book, Your Exit Map. It's beautiful. I don't think I've ever seen a business book as beautiful as it is. It's so much color, and I mean, it's just an amazing book, and it really is. It's the opposite of the boring M&A books that you may have seen. This is the opposite of that. So please check it out, John. Again, I just want to thank you for the commitment to quality of your last two books. Are outstanding.
Thanks, Jim. Your exit map was a lot of fun. We've got, I think, 300 plus color illustrations in it.
Yeah.
And my collaborator on that, my graphics person, has a very keen sense of humor. So a lot of the pictures, as you read in the section, you look at the picture and you go, what's that? Oh, I get it. You know, so
exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, folks. And so check it out. And best place is Amazon for that?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so check it out. So, you know, one of the things we've been talking
Unfortunately, we don't have any choice if we want to sell books.
It's a shame. No, it really is. John, one of the things that we're all facing right now is the manifestation, the compounding of Moore's Law now after 53 years. Moore's Law has been compounding for 53 years. Did you know that there is now is, you know, the law, folks, is that every 18 months, the number of transistors or circuits that you can put on a circuit board will double. Did you know that as of 2018, there is a circuit board, a small circuit board, that has 1 billion circuits on it? I'm sorry. 50 billion. I apologize. 50 billion circuits on it. 50 billion.
At some point, it's a number I can't even
50
fathom.
Billion. But what if Moore's Law prevails another 18 months? Think about the speed of that. And then we're moving toward quantum computers. And this kind of leverage, John, is really, I think a lot of people need to be not so much concerned about it, but we need to be realistic about what's coming at us. What do you think? And prepare for it. Not be in denial.
I agree. And I'm insisting on going back to your book, Jim, because I don't read a whole lot of business books. It seems like every one I read, I've read one that said the opposite. But not only is yours a fresh look at what's going on today, it's incredibly entertaining. I had a ball reading it. I couldn't wait to get back to the book again. And, you know, you say Hunting is the book you wish you wrote. You know, The Third Ingredient is the book I could not have written. I mean, it's just really, really sharp. I love it. And you talk about it in there, you know, that, you know, we just aren't built to understand how fast things can happen. The digital leverage is just, we don't have, and that's what the book's about, of course, we don't have the ethics substructure to deal with this, and we're seeing it every day now. Yeah. Between the hacking, the misuse of information, the theft of information. I mean, we're all wrapped up in problems that 10 years ago, and even science fiction writers couldn't imagine.
Right.
You know, there were a couple of guys that, you know, I forget who Gibson, William Gibson.
Right, William Gibson. New Romancer, 84.
Yeah. answer. That was kind of a long look, but that was kind of like, it was almost like Tron, people diving right into the internet. You know, it was a little out there, but really nobody anticipated the ethical issues of all this. And the fact that if you have an ethical problem, all of a sudden it affects 50 million people.
And this is why there's so much anxiety. And most people don't realize, why am I feeling so anxious about technology? It's because our technology doesn't include ethics. And we require trust as humans, John. That's where the issue is. Hey, John, thank you so much for being here. Folks, John F. Deeney, D-I-N-I, JohnFDeeney.com. Be sure to check out his website and find all of his books there, and you'll get smarter when you do. John Deeney will be back again another day, ladies and gentlemen, because we can't do without him. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to take a quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.